You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
It is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Han Solo. I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Can't wait.
This is the Bart and Han Show on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 11 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. Alan Han, Bart Scott, and you know what? Full buffet. First hour of the show. Full buffet. Thanksgiving. We celebrate you today. Bart, they need the number. Give it to them.
They better make sure that they got pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie at that buffet.
I like how we provide content for other shows, too. Congratulations. You're welcome. We'll leave it at that.
Absolutely. Well, it's 1-800-919-3776. Listen, it ain't changed. But we're assuming that this may be your first time tuning in to Barton Scott and Alan Han.
Barton Scott? Who's Scott?
Han. Yeah. It could be the first time they're tuning in to Barton Han. You know what I'm saying? So I want to welcome all the new listeners. It's going to be a wild ride. It's going to be a buffet. We're going to talk about every damn thing underneath the sun. Whatever interests you. Because
including
at the end of the
day.
Including
who this new host we have named Scott is. You guys something to tell me?
Because at the end of the day, you guys drive the story. So. If you can't get us on the lines because it's packed up and everybody in line for the buffet like at Golden Corral, you know what I'm saying, or the Old Country Buffet, and you want to go ahead and duck over and get some dessert over here and sneak one in and grab your piece of pie,
excuse me.
Then you can catch us on the tweet at Barton Han. And if you can't catch us on the tweet at Barton Han, you can catch us on Instagram at Barton Scott and Han. At Barton Han.
What are you doing?
On Instagram.
I'm just joking. Bart got that Han wine early, and he's already imbibing a little bit, getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Absolutely, man. It's hard. It's like that last day of school before school break, and your teacher trying to give you a serious assignment, like, come on, son, you better give us that magazine or that video.
Oh, today at school? Like, by the way, like, I think most schools are letting out, like, it's half days usually, yeah, day like today. So it's what do you do when you go into school on a day like this? And sort of like, all right, trace your hand, make a turkey.
Sit quiet.
11 o'clock bell rings. Go home.
One of my favorite movies of all time is Fist Fight with Ice Cube, and I forget the other dude, right? Yeah. And this is the day when you pull out the video, but you got that one teacher that don't understand that this is, like, you're not going to get our full attention today because I don't care. I'm not turning this crap in anyway. You know what I'm saying? So you might as well pull out the VCR, the TV.
That's
with
it.
The VHS.
Holiday
the TV
movie
with
time.
The TV with the VHS on it, and we got to write one paragraph.
Roll down to the tower with the TV strapped to it.
Right, right.
Like, where's that TV going? Nobody's stealing it. It's too heavy.
No tube TV, bro. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Bill, I forgot to tell Bill. I know you got a big game
this
week.
Bill's got
to
get on this.
Probably not, Bill. Bill, where else can they find us at?
Snapface, Instant Shot, or whatever it is.
Shut the hell up, Bill. As a matter of fact, Bill, I don't even know why I brought you on the show. You just brought the whole mood down. You're so negative, Bill.
That's all right. I'm going to bring it up. Ready for this?
Bring it up. Go ahead, bring it up, Alex.
A little Woj information. Not a Woj bomb, but a little piece of information here that if you're a Knicks fan and you like collecting draft picks, keep this in mind. So Woj is saying that Boston and Charlotte have worked a sign and trade for Gordon Hayward. So that it's a sign and trade because he agreed to the contract, but now what the Celtics want to do is we need some compensation. So what happens was it gives the Celtics a trade exception, which allows them to use some more space if they want to. But the Hornets first are searching for a third team to help them instead of using cap space, like instead of that, they have to bring it to the cap space. So they have to move Nick Batum's $27 million contract. There's 1 year left on it.
Wow.
And they don't want to have to wave and stretch him, and then it costs them cap space. So what they're looking for is a team that might be interested in taking into their cap space Nick Batum's contract for 1 year.
Do we get Nick Batum?
Well, you get Nick Batum. You can waive stretch him if you want, but it doesn't make sense. Just, you know, you
and
just
we get to keep him.
You could if you want. You could if you want.
Is he still a good player? I remember.
Never mind. It's Nick Batum. No, it's not about him being good.
I'm going off.
We need some cheese on the taco.
Ooh.
You got some picks you want to throw into this league? And now you start, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you do.
2023, right?
You think Sam Presti's the only guy that can do this kind of work?
Not at all.
So if I'm the Knicks, I'm like, throw some cheese on the taco, we'll take them.
I forgot Nick Batum's one of these guys got these bloated contracts. When Delibadova got one, Otto Porter and all these guys got these outrageous
not a great contract
deals. We were like, what the hell are they doing?
Yeah, no doubt. So it's just interesting. Just throwing that out there for sure. We got a lot of things. We got Thanksgiving games tomorrow. Blitzer Prevent in the 12 o'clock hour. We're going to go through some of the best games of week 12 as it's getting, it's getting real now, right? Cold weather season now. You're going to start seeing those games in Northeast where it matters. So several games, both local teams now. Also are both in action, and that's something that you also want to keep an eye on. I'll tell you what, though, Bart, like, I'd be remiss though if we didn't begin the day just by a simple thank you, right? I mean, knowing what day it is tomorrow,
yes,
Thanksgiving, and we tend to focus on things that we're trying to build for and grow towards and things we don't have and all that stuff. We want to better our lives. But it's a day, really a week. We probably should say thank you to some people, right?
Yeah.
So I'd rather, instead of doing it at the end of the show where we rush it and we try to hurry, let's do it at the beginning. Just quickly take the time to just say thanks, most importantly, for the fact that we have technology so we can keep doing these shows from home. Yes. You and I haven't been in the same place in the same time. So, Al Gore, thank you for inventing the internet.
Al Gore, thank you, Al Gore.
But honestly, I was just kidding. It's really more about the listener. And don't start telling me Al Gore didn't invent the internet. I was being sarcastic. But really, it's more about the listeners. I mean, Tessa, Spike, James, Stevie, Dempsey. Am I missing anybody? Who else? We got Adam, Derek D-Nice, John calls world from Texas.
Yeah,
all the different calls we get from different people. So many people that follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Bless you. The thing about the social media stuff too is that you get equal parts love and accountability, and that's really what a family's all about, right? Like you want family is the one they're the ones that can hold you accountable, that can call you out, and you do that, and we appreciate it. Now you're usually wrong, and we're always right, but never mind that. But you know what though, I also want to say this at the very top though, Bart. Somebody speaking of family that puts in a ton of work for us,
yes,
a lot of energy.
I know where you
doesn't really get a lot of credit.
Yep.
Your barber, by the way, had a lot to work with. I mean, you let that thing go, man. No, I'm joking.
Shout out to Motown and Tyrone with the puppy creatine chest. You know, he told when I went in to get my haircut, he's the owner of Motown. He's like, yo, man, why you
kind of
on
weed?
My chest? I'm like, bro, man, you got to lay off the you know, because remember, he's like old school. So some of these old school
people forget those IG stories, IG TVs we were doing where you were like, you were going Coolio on me for a minute. Like,
I was about to twist it and turn it to braids. But yo, Tyrone's one of these old school guys. And sometimes you have to work out with these, you got to watch out for these old school guys because they never turn the page, right? Like, since the original creatine, it's like been sell tech, it's been stuff that said, hey, don't just take the old school white powder creatine. He's still with the old school white powder creatine, and his chest is retaining water. So you go in there and get your hair cut, you know what I'm saying? He got his old big puffy chest, man. It's just sitting there. It look like you can bust it with a water balloon. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, shout out to Tyrone and Motown, right. Flo, E, OG, old school, and all those dudes, man. Appreciate you for getting me tight, man.
And I was joking, of course, but yes, shout out anyway. You know what I'm talking about, though. I'm talking about Anthony Pusick.
Yeah, I know.
He's cool been the too. Only guy in the studio through this whole thing, and he's had to do pretty much everything. John Winthrop sits at home on a couch.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. No.
That's funny.
John and Anthony have kept this show afloat. Watching Mandalorian and playing with his dog and his baby. Now, John's been through a lot. He's been a lot of life-changing stuff going on for him as well. But those guys are behind the scenes, and we want to shout them out for keeping us going. You and I obviously pulled in many different directions with all the other stuff that we do besides this show. They keep us on point, and we thank them for that. But just especially Anthony, because he's by himself in the studio. People don't know this.
Yeah.
He's by himself. So every call, every funny drop, every audio clip, every podcast that gets posted, Berman, every commercial that happens, it's all because of him.
As I said, he's underpaid.
And so, you know, he's got to deal with, by the way, the new studio, too. Would you say, by the way?
No paint on the walls. You know, there's no paint on the walls. They got the primer and stuff. He probably got white stuff. He don't get no money for his dry cleaning bill. You know, I mean, he got all kind of powder and dust all on him.
Oh, yeah, all the spackle. He's, by the way, he's like, what is he, 22, 21? Yeah. I forget. He's like 18. He's completely gray, by the way. Like, he's already a middle-aged man.
I'm 40!
Think about it. He's miserable, frustrated, and short-tempered now after all this. The only thing he's missing is a mortgage and a colonoscopy.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, you don't want to get a damn heart attack.
So seriously, though, we love you. We appreciate you, APJ, yeah, Dub. You guys are real MVPs.
First,
man, so.
Really, they're going to get the first piece of the sweet potato pie from Mama. They go first. We go second. They go first.
Can't wait. I certainly can't wait for that. No question about that. All right, again, 800-919-3776 is the number. Bart, is Sam Darnold ready to return this weekend?
He better be.
Gay said that if he can manage the pain in his shoulder, that's what they're waiting on. He's going to practice today, I believe?
Yes.
So the funny thing is that here's the contrast. Jacksonville, which only has one win.
Yeah.
All right, Doug Marrone said that Gardner Minshew will not play until he's 100%. Gardner's like, if he can manage the pain, he's going to play. Meanwhile, Marrone's like, nah, he's not playing. Like, he needs to be 100%.
He's like, yo, we behind. We trying to catch up. What do you mean trying to catch up? We trying to catch up in the loss department.
It just shows you the difference between two places. But still, as I mentioned to you, though, Sam, you think Sam's going to come in and ball out because now the weapons, everybody's here. Mims is here.
Yes, Sam.
The receivers are now healthy and playing.
Sam's
going to ball out now?
As long as Becton is playing, Sam's going to come back and he's going to look like Roy Jones. He's going to say, y'all must have forgot. Right? Y'all must have forgot what I looked like when I had a connection with a vertical receiver named Robbie Anderson. We got it going last year, late in the season. Guess what? I got two of them. And we know for a fact that he's always going to go to Crowder all day. Crowder going to eat 10 to 15 receptions. And then he's going to show you. He's not Flacco. He's going to show you that he's not Flacco. He's not Flacco because he doesn't have the arm strength to push the ball down the field. But what he does have is the ability to buy time with his feet and then to throw the ball accurately on the run deep like he did to Robbie Anderson. So you're still going to get those explosive plays, but you're going to get them in a different way. I think Sam's going to come back. I think he's going to show everybody that he is a franchise quarterback. He's going to force the Jets to alter their plan.
Oh, come on.
And it's going to go back.
This again?
It's going to go back to my. It's going to go. Listen, promise. Listen, I believe this with all my heart. And listen, this is the good part, though. And it's going to come down. This is why this is going to be a defining moment in the Joe Douglas era. Because staring him right in the face is going to be potentially Drew Brees. And you're like, who is Drew Brees? Drew Brees will be Sam Darnold in this scenario. He's going to be staring you right in the eyes.
You're talking about the Chargers situation with Rivers and Brees.
And behind him is going to be the opportunity to pick up Eli Manning or Phillip Rivers.
Right.
Both are going to go into the Hall of Fame. And I think if you had to say who's the better quarterback, you would say Drew Brees is better than both of them. They got the hardware. They got the championships. Drew Brees was better than all of them. So you may be letting Drew Brees go and picking Eli Manning to help you get to the promised land because he's cheap and his timing of his greatness is going to match up with you having a young nucleus and growing. But are you 100% sure that Trevor Lawrence in your organization, because that's a big difference, in your organization,
yes,
is going to be Eli Manning? Because remember, Eli Manning was supposed to be in San Diego.
Yes.
If Eli goes to San Diego because of the dysfunction of that organization.
Well, that's the all-time great question.
Eli may not have ever won a championship.
That's the all-time great question. Would Phillip Rivers have two rings if that trade never happened?
Or more. Because remember, the only thing they kept.
What was the year that Eli didn't play up to par in a playoffs that cost them a championship? The year that they were great and everybody thought they were going to go win that third ring.
What, 11? The 11
was when five, Plaxico.
The boat. Well, the boat.
No, I'm talking about when Plaxico shot himself in the leg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they could have been back.
The 10-win team that with a 10 or 11-win team with McAdoo.
McAdoo.
That's the banana boat crew that couldn't catch.
Exactly.
They couldn't catch a pass because they had too much suntan oil on their fingers.
So, I wholeheartedly believe that Sam Darnold's going to play with a chip on his shoulder. And listen, he has the weapons. He hasn't had them. He's had Crowder, and he fed Crowder. He's had Perriman a little bit. He's going to have everybody. And I think him stepping back like he did before and shown everybody what he's capable of late in the season. And this is the good part.
Here's my concern about that. My concern about Sam play, and it's stupid. I get it. It's stupid. But this is where we are right now as a franchise. This is where we are. If Sam does what you say, mm-hmm. just starts lighting up and slinging it, doesn't that give Adam Gase every reason to walk right to look right at Christopher Johnson and say, well, we had our full roster of offensive players and our quarterback was finally healthy, and look what I did with that?
It does not, and I'll tell you.
Because that's my the biggest fear is the season ends and they're convinced, hey, another strong finish because they went through injuries and everything else. And so I do think Adam knows what he's doing. He's a genius, and I don't want to look stupid, so I'm going to give him another year, and that sets you back again.
Tell me this. Who said he was a genius?
The owner did.
What's his name?
Christopher Johnson.
What just happened with the administration?
That's a fair point.
Who's going to be? Who's going to be running? Back? Exactly. Woody's coming back. Like, big bro's back. Step aside, little bro. I got this.
Return of the Mac.
Exactly. He's going to say, I got this. So the thing is, this is where Adam Gase fails. You got adversity. You didn't handle it well as far as a branding perspective and handling the questions. Tough. Yeah. Like, look, McCarthy has been eviscerated in Dallas. He handled it with grace. He handled it with humility. He still looked like he still had confidence. Adam Gase, same adversity. Looks like the wheels are falling off and looked like he lost his troops. To the point where Loggins had to become the offensive coordinator to make the offense kind of look a little better. So he doesn't have that excuse because when adversity hit, like it's going to hit all the time, you weren't a true CEO. So we're going to go out and get us a CEO, and we're going to start over with a coach that Joe Douglas wants. We know that you wanted Joe Douglas, but we're going to start off with a coach that Joe Douglas wants to hitch his wagon to. And Joe Douglas' biggest decision is going to be when he decides to make make his pick with the number one pick overall in the draft. That it's going to be Trevor Lawrence, or he's going to move out of that pick, which will be one of the most courageous things that person can do. If you pass on a guy like Trevor Lawrence and say, I know wholeheartedly, And listen, we won't know if he's right for years to come. We won't know if he's right for a year or two.
You understand? I don't think Jets fans could handle moment.
I totally understand. So Joe Douglas, we've seen what he's done with his
draft. Sam can help him out by winning two of the last... How many games? Six games?
Listen.
And now you're out of it because Jacksonville ends up getting
They don't have a shot in hell in winning nothing. That's the beauty of it. Sam Darnold can come back.
I agree.
Listen, Sam Darnold can come back and look great, and you're still going to get the desired result, which is a loss. But you're going to have more confidence in what Sam Darnold is as a football player, and it's going to give you more confidence to say, you know what? We move this pick. We can get a Herschel Walker Hall. We can get two first-round draft picks, one this year, one next year. So we have three first-round draft picks this year, next year, two second-round picks this year, next year for Jacksonville, right? But this is the thing. Now that we've seen this class go out there, don't we all have more confidence that Joe Douglas can do more with more picks because we like the picks that he's made and they're starting to look like they can actually be some good football players? So now that's the decision that we're going to make, and that's going to be where the truth serum comes in. How much do they believe in Sam Darnold? But the thing is, Sam Darnold's going to lose because they're playing great teams. They have one of the hardest schedules remaining.
They have the second hardest schedule remaining.
And that's where you want it. See, the problem is
second toughest,
You don't want Sam going psycho Sam with all his weapons last week and a week before. Because he might have messed around and won those games. But you can go with confidence that he's going to lose these. And guess where they're going to point the finger? It's going to be because the defense let him down. Right? It's going to be because, just imagine if Herbert did that. Imagine not what Tua's going to do, but imagine what Goff is going to do. Imagine what Russell Wilson's going to do. So imagine what Mahomes is going to do. So you should feel confident that they're going to lose those games. But Sam can look good in the process as well, which is the desired result that you want.
Let me throw into this part now. As you were mentioning, Adam Gase and all that stuff, if you're telling me doesn't matter, it's a fait accompli, he will not be the coach, then okay, I don't care what happens in the rest of this way, right? But I just worry about any type of survival tactics. But there's an interesting story that's kind of being floated around right now, and that the Jets are doing their research now, the due diligence on some head coaching candidates. And one of them is Pat Fitzgerald from Northwestern.
Good coach.
Now, if you don't know the story, like, Northwestern is always competitive.
Yep.
And they're certainly not a powerhouse type school in that conference, but they've been very, very good, and they've always been competitive. Fitzgerald's been the coach there since 06. He was 31 when he got the job. Now, he's a legend at the school. He's a college football Hall of Famer that played there.
Yes.
And he's 45 now.
Yep.
And everybody knows that Mike Greenberg is a Northwestern guy, and they're fairly close. And obviously, Greeny is a Jets fan. I'm not saying there's anything going on. I'm just saying that, like, you put it all together.
So Greeny is the Worldwide West. Greeny's Worldwide West.
Let Greeny be Worldwide West. But if you don't think Fitzgerald is well aware of Jet misery, if he talks to Greeny, he must know.
Yeah.
The point is, he turned down an interview offer from the Panthers last year. Mm. They eventually went to Matt Rhule. It's been a good decision.
Yes.
Fitzgerald, you think, might start wondering if teams keep asking, you know, that pot of gold is waiting for you in the NFL, and we're seeing college coaches more and more coming into the league where it never used to happen before.
Right.
And you get paid, and some of them are having success, Kingsbury being another one. So that's a real interesting name because, and you know this because you went there, you've been in that program, you've gone and done some stuff there. This is a guy that people say, leader of men, that checks a box for me with the Jets, a really good front man, he's been for that organization, that program, I should say. Now, he's on the defensive side, he understands college players, he motivates very well, his teams are always competitive, it's a disciplined environment, you've been there. Tell me why you think this is an interesting name.
I think it's an interesting name because he's an under-the-radar name. I think he's a guy that's been able to prove and uplift the program, right? So he's built a program traditionally that doesn't get the best recruits. So that means he's a developer of young men. And he's able to be a teacher because you have to be a teacher because you're not going to get the five-star players. So you got to make sure that you're a teacher. And what we talk about, right, we said it's about Joe Judge. He brought a lot of teachers there. Also, from a Joe Douglas standpoint, it gives you the ability to have arranged marriages as far as staff. And you say, well, arranged marriages, you know, didn't you guys miss out on Matt Rhule because you didn't allow him to bring his staff in?
Yeah.
Yes, you did. But we see it working as well, right? It worked well with Rex, arranged marriage with Schottenheimer and Westhoff, arranged marriage with Joe Judge and Jason Garrett. Because he's on the defensive side of the ball, you can go out and you can play.
Well, I'm going to need offensive genius. Yeah, I'm going to need some really good offensive coordinators, no doubt.
Right, and I just so happen to have one in mind. And he was a former teammate of mine.
Look at us hiring people.
He's also was a guy who's kind of moves up the ranks really fast, right? We see all the guys that move up through the ranks really fast. We tout Byron Leftwich, we tout, you know, Eric the Enemy, you know, because he's a former player that are
well, those are the names everybody's hearing, right?
Right, but if you kind of pay attention to a guy that moved up in the ranks, I believe faster than any of those guys, it would be Kevin O'Connell. Kevin O'Connell's a guy.
Rams?
Before the Rams, where was he at, right? Before the Rams, he was in Washington with Haskins. Mm-hmm. Before that, he was with Matt Kavanaugh and with Gruden, and they brought in Mark Sanchez. But also, if you want to go with the connection, he was a backup for Mark Sanchez through the Patriots. He was a former draft pick of the Patriots. He came over here. He was the guy that used to break down Brady for us and give us all the keys and tendencies of Brady that was instrumental in us winning those games, including the can't-wait game as well. Mm-hmm. He's a young mind. He's a guy that's out there learning on the fly, but he's really not in control of what happens out there in Los Angeles because we all know that McVay is the one that's pulling those strings. Mm-hmm. He would probably be willing to walk away for the opportunity to be assistant head coach and also to be able to be to get all the credit that he deserves for the offense. Now, if we look at what the offense is doing in the Rams, they're playing well. You know, we saw it on display Monday Night Football. They went head to head with arguably one of the deepest defenses and one of the greatest defensive minds in the game, in Todd Bowles, and was able to put him on his heels and be able to win the game. So Kevin O'Connell would be great to be an offensive coordinator here, and he's been a quarterback's coach as well. If you're going to have Sam Darnold here, or if you're going to have Trevor Lawrence, which is a young quarterback, you want a guy that's an offensive mind, but also a guy that's been a quarterback. He's a quarterback himself. Mm-hmm. So quarterback to quarterback can kind of help understand and be able to digest systems. and he's only 35 years old, and he's a guy that can be one of those new innovative, you know, 45, coaches.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I get what you're saying. It does fit a lot of the mold of where the league's going. It would be interesting. Now, again, he's been turning down jobs. The league has kept an eye on him. A lot of teams have, you know, checked in. They visited. You've been there. You've been in the program. And so you could tell that people have their – he has no NFL connections whatsoever. None. Like, as far as he's never coached, he never played. None of that.
So can you build a staff?
It's a bit on the outside. Right. You'd have to help him out. But that's just a name to me I'd keep an eye on, because that's a guy that's getting a lot of buzz. And if the Jets are looking for a coach, that could be one area that they look. So we just figured we'd bring that one up. Can you name me the starting quarterback of the Bengals this weekend?
Man,
you can't.
I got no shot.
It's like Tug McNutt. Like whenever you couldn't name the backup goalie, you know,
that's funny.
Tug McNutt. That's
is it one of the McCowns? I don't know. Tell me.
You know, who was this Tug McNutt guy? Who was this guy? Like, Brandon Allen is starting off the practice squad, which is like Ryan Finley. It's probably time to get into TV.
Right. Call Orlowski up, get his agent.
It's probably time to get into TV. Ryan Finley.
Call Orlowski. Tell him.
Damn. How cold is that? There's a reason, though, because Brandon Allen knows that college system. He knows the system. He played
there together. What?
No, he signed there. They were together in L.A. with the Rams, so he knows Zach Taylor's system. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, but
the other reason is because Ryan Finley can't play.
he didn't know it enough to be elevated out the practice squad. Like, yeah, I know your system. You paying me $80,000 a year? Screw you, creepo.
Oh, man. Tremendous. Hey, video chatting with the family this holiday season, you know, you got to keep it to 10. You got to limit the people in your house. If you're going to have more than 10, just have people park around the block, or like park in front of like the neighbor's house that nobody likes, get them in trouble, or whatever. Bottom line is, though, is we're probably going to have some kind of portal Zoom type thing happening with some of your family, and that's fine. But we've got a perfect guest for everyone's virtual gathering. You know who it is? Sam Darnold. That's right. 98.7 ESPN's Sam and the Fam Sweepstakes, and here's how you win. Send us a brief message telling us why Sam should hang with your fam for a 30-minute virtual huddle. Send that message to us at 98.7ESPN@gmail.com. That's 98.7ESPN@gmail.com.
Just Google it.
Hut hut. Winners will each get a one-of-a-kind experience with friends and family to have a virtual hangout with Sam Darnold. It's all from your home for the hookup and your home for the hangout. 98.7 ESPN. Let's grab a call in here real quick. Let's take James in Spring Valley. Go ahead, James. Queens? I thought it was Spring Valley.
Oh, me? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, James. Yeah. You know what it is? Queens. Is that part of the screen is covered up by Anthony's name? Because he's very proud of himself. So I just guessed it was James in Spring Valley. What's up, brother?
Well, let me just start by wishing you all a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving to all your families, everyone in the studio as well. Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
I have a Giants question. Me and my friends are Giants fans, and we're in a bit of a disagreement. It's not heated, but it's a serious disagreement. So they seem to think that because the Giants won the last three games against bad teams by a little bit, that if we get to the playoffs, we can make a playoff run. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about draft picks. And I love that they're gelling. I definitely think we can win at least three of the next six games. We could definitely beat the Bengals. But we're still rebuilding this team. I don't think they have any business being in the playoffs. They can't beat Seattle. They can't
beat James, be very careful, James, because if you brought that take to any other show on our station, you'd be laughed off the call. They'd probably hang up on you. But you make a reasonable argument.
And fans,
because you're thinking about the future of the franchise and where you are versus that, you know, that one hit.
Yeah, it was like the Knicks making the playoffs last year. It was like, oh, they expanded the playoffs.
Just give me one hit. Just one hit. I want to hit. Just give me one hit. But you realize that hit's going to cost you. It's going to. Yeah, exactly. What good is it? Like, that's what. See, that's a reasonable take. Oh, you always win. It's always about winning. You win a division. Any chance you have to win a division, you win the division. That's great. Yeah. Any chance you have to get a top 10 pick on a team that still has a lot of holes to fill?
Yeah.
I would think you'd probably
win. But you win the battle and you lose the war.
And you have a home game and get your doors blown off?
Yep.
Good as that.
Oh, we got an extra week. Yeah. Good job.
I'm not saying that you tank the rest of the season.
The organization don't even benefit because they don't make money off the concession.
Yeah, you can't get anybody in the building.
So the business person's going to say, you know what, I'd rather get this first this top 10 pick so we can address a huge hole that we have and get a great player that could be an impact player.
See,
and then remember, the first round pick selection affects the second round pick. Right, so if your first round pick is when you get to that second round pick, if it's you know the 20s, that means the next one's in the late 40s or 50s. Then what happens is you miss out on two great players instead of one.
100% right. Although not everybody really understands that, but we're not here to help you understand. We're here to help you think. Breaking news, real quick.
Again? Can't wait.
This is huge.
Like a news, is this like a news dump?
That's
Friday?
A very busy day. Jeez. You remember the other day when I told you we had a listener named Juan? And he tweeted us about how his wife is sending him to get a vasectomy, and he's just having a tough time. We said, "You gotta, you know, the audible, like, see if he sent us a tweet." He said, "Got an update. The wife gave me a pardon. No vasectomy from me.
Nice.
Actually, sitting in recovery room with her. Yeah. Snuck in, getting her tubes tied before Thanksgiving."
Oh, man, bro. You bet that Christmas gift better be Triller, bro.
He said he's going to be Martha Stewart tomorrow while she recovers. They've got 5 kids, 3 girls, 2
bro,
boys. God bless you.
And she hooked you up, man.
And so she said, it's the ultimate sacrifice. How about that?
Bro, you better not ever leave that woman. Bro, that is.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, baby, you used to pain. You giving these babies. I'm not used to this type of pain, baby. Can you do it for me? Bro, you better go out work double shifts. She better have a nice, when I say a nice Christmas present, she better have a nice Christmas present. Mother's Day better be on blast, son. That's what you owe her. You owe her time and a half at work so that you can compensate her for taking the L that you didn't have to take. Snip, snip. You know what I'm saying? Your plumbing still works, B. Your water runs all the way.
Lady. Oh, like St. Jodeci to her
it's
for
like
this.
A dream.
I mean, think about it. I mean, just saved. Save the berries for another day.
Exactly.
Good for you, Juan. Congratulations, and definitely a day to be thankful.
I always wonder if it changes
but also
the way
for your
it feels.
Wife.
I wonder if it changes how it feels.
Phrasing?
I don't know. We'll have to ask somebody. Who knows? We went off the rails on that conversation off the air, but it is like one of those things.
So we're just done with
done.
Phrasing,
done,
right?
Done,
That's
done,
not
yeah.
a thing anymore?
Well, this is the last day of school before a holiday. And that's how we act.
We watching a movie.
But I feel I'm happy for Juan. First of all, again.
No.
His wife put her on on a mantle.
You know what we need to
God
do?
God bless you.
You know what we need to
this.
Do? Because we all wish that it was more people like Juan's wife in the world. And we have great wives, but I don't know if my wife would have did that. I want to get
Juan's. My wife would, 100%.
I want to get Juan's information. We need to send Juan's wife a gift from the show.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
Because she just did that for men everywhere that would wish that their wives or their significant others would take the L for us because we scared as hell to do that.
they tend to always take on the toughest jobs, don't they?
My point. That's why women rule the world. That's why we love women, because they do the things that we're too selfish to do for ourselves. She knew that he was a wimp. She said, you know what? I got this. We don't want no more kids. I got this. You just go home and you make sure that you baste that damn turkey tomorrow. You make sure that you baste it.
Whoa,
at least
is that what we're
times.
Calling it these days?
No,
oh, I see you.
The actual turkey. Because she's going to be out of the game for a minute. not
poor,
that.
Poor Anthony. Whatever so gray hair is left is now falling out.
So get Juan's wife information so we can send us.
Yeah, Juan's got to call now. He's got to call
or
shoot us a DM or something.
We should get her a wine and cheese basket because she's going to be laid up so she can do that and then give her a bottle of a Han wine so she
now,
can sip
that's
and
easy.
Get a little nice little buzz, you know what I'm saying, while she's chilling, watching Waiting to Exhale. No, we don't want wine to get cut. Not Waiting to Exhale. What's a good love movie? Titanic. Hell, you watch Titanic or something.
Might need to watch How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Oh, yeah. Or She's Got a Habit.
11 years.
Shout out to Mary, too. She got some great wine out there, too. I'll do a free promotion for Mary.
Yeah? Speaking of which, remember you told me about Patty's Pies?
Yeah, yes.
Somebody sent me a link. Apparently at Walmart, they're selling out.
Every year, bro. It's like crap. Like,
I gotta get to Walmart quick.
Or go to the hood, go to the barbershop, and tell them you need some fatty five. I guarantee you they got them at the barbershop.
Oh, you mean that they're like, there's a shelf that, like, if you press a button, the shelf moves away, and there's somebody back there?
You can get Social Security card, you can get license tabs, you can get
So I'm gonna walk
sticks,
in, I'm gonna walk into a barbershop, and they're gonna look at me and be like, what the hell? Are you lost? And I'm like, oh, I'm hit for patty pies.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, you don't bring that, right, you don't bro. Say that here. You go around the back. Exactly. You don't ask for that here.
Yeah, first of all, drive around the block, park at the end of the block, and walk up. Meet Pedro. Pedro gonna tell you to go meet Juan. Juan gonna tell you to go meet Michi. Then Michi gonna give you the pie. You get the money to Pedro first.
Michi. And then I'll be the guy that pays Michi. Michi, then all of a sudden I see him running away. And I turn around waiting for Pedro going, where's my pie? What do you mean pie? I paid
Patty
him.
Pies.
I don't
Patty
know who that is.
And go to Popeye's, get you a deep fried turkey, too. That's on the low. Deep fried turkey.
I had to put that out there in the world, too, because somebody said that fried turkey is terrible. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Are they high? That's the most, like, juicy thing. And listen, let me tell you about how I do my fried turkey when I feel like cooking. I take me some potatoes, cut them up, put them inside of the turkey. Put herbs and spices in it. Inject the turkey with some cloves of garlic, some butter, some herbs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Take some butcher string. Tie the turkey legs up so that, you know, it keeps everything. Again, drop it in.
What's the safe word here, Bart?
Pineapples. Drop it down in there. What happens is the potatoes are going to cook for an hour, but they're not going to burn because they're protected by the turkey. So then they're going to come out crispy fried and soft in the inside, the herbs. Then when you cut it, the juice from the lemon juice, all the herbs that you shot in there, the butter, when you cut it, that thing going to run out. It's going to be so juicy and wet, man. Tastes so good, make you want to smack your mama. Come here, mama. Stop. Brothers, barbecue. That's how good that damn fried turkey be. But you have a traditional turkey, too, because I love gravy. Me, I love gravy. Like, my favorite thing is biscuits and gravy, man, from Cracker Barrel. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always looking for that sausage, that Bob Evans, that white gravy.
I know what you're talking about.
Sage sausage in it.
Yeah.
Put on top of any type of biscuit, bread, or gravy.
Bob Evans, you get that breakfast.
Yeah. See, everybody don't know about these young whippersnappers, man. They all about this. Ooh, I want to go to the Waffle House. Shut up.
That biscuit.
Find you a Bob Evans. And listen, you'll never find Bob Evans in any place that's populated. Mm-hmm. You got to be driving, and when you see some horses, you see some corn stalk, you see some patches, you see horses and alpacas, just stop and put in Bob Evans a Cracker Barrel, and it'd be one probably about 2 or 3 miles.
You're here for the Bob Evans, aren't you?
Go ahead and buy around back. Yeah, you go down to that oak tree.
You make a ride at the oak tree.
Yeah, Bob Evans. And it's just going to come out of nowhere.
Four mailboxes.
Oh,
then you go see Wilbur, and you tell Wilbur, you said... We're 10 minutes into this damn thing. I got to stop with this. Right, we got stuff to do. Okay. We got calls to get to. We got Blitz or Prevent to do.
This is Blitz or Prevent.
We got a couple of Thanksgiving games to do first. Let's do the 4:30 game on Fox. That would be Washington at Dallas, both 3-7, as we know, because...
Call that the Bumbo.
Yeah, that is a trash division, but somebody got to win it. It's on Fox. Dallas... is favored by 3 in this thing at Jerry World. Now, Dallas is, to be serious, Dallas gone through a lot this season.
Yeah.
The Dak Prescott injury. They dumped a bunch of underperforming players that they signed. Questions about Mike McCarthy's effectiveness as a leader. Then that hit on Andy Dalton where there was no response. They got criticized for that.
You'll get hit this week.
Well, and then McCarthy then goes all Gallagher in the locker room. You see that? He was just smashing up different things.
I wonder if he had the eye.
Was it a pumpkin?
I wonder if he had the eye covers.
He put on the eye cover? I wonder if one was a pumpkin just so you can show there's nothing inside. And then the news yesterday, though, a serious one about Marcus Paul, his team strength coach, who had a medical emergency. He is he's on life support, last I believe we checked.
Wow.
And of course our thoughts and our prayers and the best to his family, and we hope he does find a way to recover. He's a former Jets and Giants assistant, by the way, but it led to practice being canceled. Somehow the Cowboys now have to stay focused on playing and winning football games.
Yes,
because the division is still very much there for the taking. In fact, this game could be a tone setter, Bart. Based on strength of schedule, they should be the odds-on favorite to win the division. They have one of the easiest schedules to finish. Blitz or Prevent? But who do you trust more in a pressure situation, Alex Smith or Andy Dalton? Clearly, Dalton has better weapons at his disposal, but do you trust him to lead the Cowboys to an improbable division championship to finish this season?
Listen, I've said all along that I like the odds of, I like what Alex Smith is doing. I just think their schedule after Dallas gets a little bit too hard. Andy Dalton has played in a tough division. You know what I mean? He's won that division a couple of times. He's been to the playoffs. He's an accomplished quarterback, but I still like Alex Smith and what he's playing for right now, and I like his weapons. I like the fact that he has a defense, and, you know,
that's the key.
The Dallas offense has gotten so bad that they add Zach Martin, an all-world guard, to play tackle. They're going to need him this week, but I don't know how he's going to play in space against Kerrigan, who's Washington's all-time sack getter, and also Chase Young, who's outstanding as well, and Montez Sweat. I think if they're able to get to Dalton early, I think that can throw the rails off from all those great, you know, receivers that he has, and I think that could be the eraser for that. So I'm going to go with Washington in this game, but I'm going to go still with Dallas for the division because I know that it gets a lot harder.
So you do believe in Andy Dalton, and that was the question.
Well, I believe in that weak schedule that they got.
Yeah, that's true, too. Second easiest left of any team in the league. All right, next game will be the night game on Thanksgiving. Ravens and Steelers, NBC. Steelers right now at 5.5. That could change with the COVID news. We'll let you know. But, I mean, we were looking forward to this rematch only a few weeks ago. And you, Bart, you even said, like, you think the Ravens would get that game on Thursday, not on Thanksgiving night. But now it's looking a lot different for many reasons. First, the Ravens aren't going to be at full strength at running back. So, J.K. Dobbins out, Mark Ingram out. They both tested positive for COVID. Pernell McPhee, the linebacker. Brandon Williams, the defensive tackle, placed on reserve COVID as well. Tuesday's practice canceled. More positive tests within the organization, according to Adam Schefter. So the team has 5 players and 4 staffers who tested positive this week. So not only do they lose players, but they've gone only virtual practice in a short week, facing their biggest rival in what looks like, for the Ravens, a must-win situation for them if they want the division. Let me finish. So Baltimore's already without Calais Campbell. He'll be out again with the strained calf. They could be about 3 starters on the defensive front 7. Now, the NFL has said no plans to cancel or postpone the game right now. I mean, it's primetime Thanksgiving. You don't expect that. But Schefter said, a source told him, if there's any more positives, the game could get postponed. But it's a prevent. I haven't even mentioned the Steelers yet. They're sitting at 10-0. If they win this, the Ravens are officially eliminated from division contention. According to FPI, the Steelers have a 9% chance to win out and finish with a perfect record. But Pittsburgh, after this game, would be 11-0, and yet why don't I believe in them as a Super Bowl contender, Bart?
Because they still have flaws, and every team in this league has flaws. We saw the flaws of Kansas City against the Raiders last week. Would you be surprised that if Oakland gets in and they play Kansas City, that they can't beat them? I mean, to Mahomes being Mahomes with 1 minute and 30 seconds to go down and get the, you know, the game-winning touchdown. And you look at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, Ben still, you know, has hiccups where he has turnovers. And, you know, they really were struggling against Dallas. So you look at the first Ravens game. They were getting beat up. They should have lost that game, and that's why I think, you know, the Ravens still have a fighter's chance in winning this game, because McPhee is okay, but, you know, when you think about, you know, Yannick and Judon, he really became a rotational player at this point when he was starting at the beginning of the year. And then Brandon Williams is big and Calais Campbell is big, but they don't really run the ball to that tune like Tennessee did. So I think that they'll be able to hang in there because they were able to slow down Derrick Henry into the last drive. So I think it's really going to come down to, can Lamar Jackson put up touchdowns and not turn the ball over? And Lamar Jackson's going to have to go back to vintage Madden cover Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
and
but say, we have no proof of that.
Yeah, but what
no proof.
No, I'm talking about taking off. Like, I don't care what's been wrong. He's been trying to prove to people that he can win throwing for the pocket.
Oh,
no,
I see what you're
go
saying.
Back to who you were. Run the ball. We want design runs for Lamar Jackson. We need to empty the tank on him because this is dire stress. We need this one. We got to put him at risk, at harm's way, so that we can get the desired result. He's going to have to use those legs, not the arm, as much this week.
Okay. Well, speaking of the Titans, that's our next game. Titans 7-3 at Colts 7-3. And how about this matchup? 1 o'clock Sunday. Indy is favored 3.5. 2 weeks ago, the Colts looked like they might be headed for 5-4. They were trailing the Titans at halftime in their first meeting of the season. Then Indy blew out Tennessee 21-0 in the second half. and got the win. Then they beat the Packers in overtime. That was pretty dramatic as well in that game. So now here they are playing for first place in the AFC South. And if they get the season sweep over the Titans, they'd be in the driver's seat. Mike Vrabel's Titans, by the way, rebounded from that rare second half meltdown against the Colts to beat the Ravens last week, as you mentioned, late in that game. Tennessee plays that grinding style. They believe they can wear teams down. And by the end of the game, they're shot. And then, of course, as you mentioned, they go to Derrick Henry, the locomotive, and they run you over. Late in that win against Baltimore, Vrabel was heard yelling to his players, "They're tired, they're done," about the Ravens. So Philip Rivers' resurgence in his new city is a big story, of course. It's a talking point. The Colts, though, about their defense, which is the stingiest in the NFL. Every yard you get against this team, you earn. Blitzer Prevent, I'm going to keep it simple here.
Yeah.
This will be a physical game, and you wouldn't want it any other way. This game will be a brawl, and it might be a lot of fun to watch.
Right, and I always worry about, you know, a team coming off a super physical game, right? Because just think, the Colts had an easy game going against the finesse of Aaron Rodgers. What did Tennessee just do? They had a grinded out game, a physical game, where they just went against the Ravens. So how healthy are they, and are they going to have live legs? This is a divisional opponent that knows you well and always gives you a tough time. They have the best defense in the league. DeForest Buckner is a guy that's been dominant. He's going to be an all-pro this year. And you got Justin Houston on the outside, and you got Leonard, who I believe is the best middle linebacker in the game. I think that this bodes well for the Colts coming off, that they're going to be fresh because they physically weren't taxed last week. And also Pittman coming back from injury, and Tyreek Hill, not Tyreek Hill, the little fast dude. Anyway, Pittman, not guy like that. I mean, there's so many players in the league sometimes I'd be forgetting.
You can see your face when those things happen, though.
T.Y. Hilton, you know, coming back and having Pittman on the outside gives them more of an aerial attack as well. So I think, you know, when you think about it, I think the Colts should win this one easy. And it's weird how the Colts are always the team that beats the Tennessee Titans. I think over the last 25 matchups or something like that, they have like a 70% win, over 70% win total over them, man. It's like one of those teams that you just can't beat. The Colts represent that for Tennessee, no matter how bad the Colts are. So I'm going to go with Colts, and they're going to call game match blouses for the division.
Nice. We'll do our picks at the end of the show. All right, last game, Bears at Packers. I know. Bears are 5-5, Packers 7-3. This is a Sunday night football game, 8:20. Green Bay favored right now, 8.5. You're going to say, why the hell are you doing this game? Give me a minute and I'll explain. The oldest rivalry in the NFL meets for the 201st time, which includes playoffs. The Packers hold a 99, 95, and 6 edge in this rivalry. A more useful historic factoid, however, for this game involves a little nugget from ESPN Stats and Information Crew. If Nick Foles gets the start, I don't think they've announced one yet. He's dealing with that hip issue. Then you have Mitch Trubisky with the shoulder injury. So if Mitch Trubisky can't start, either way, or if the Bears go with someone else, they'll be using their 20th different quarterback against the Packers since 1992. Why is this significant? Because since 92, the Packers have had Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers start all but one game against the Bears in that time. Isn't that amazing? Now on to things that actually matter. I know. You're gripped with excitement about this.
No, that's crazy.
But the Packers seem like a paper championship contender, don't they? Their record looks great, and they have Aaron. But a deeper dive into their season shows that they're soft on defense, as you've mentioned many times. And they're 7-1 against teams that are 500 or worse. So they're not really beating good teams. Meanwhile, the Bears stink again. After a 5-1 start, quarterback issues are at the epicenter. Matt Nagy giving up play calling. So why are we talking about this game? I'll tell you why. The Bears, despite their 4-game losing streak, represent the last legit bubble team for a wild card spot in the NFC. So a loss would pretty much set up the NFC playoff bracket with just the seedings to decide. Blitzer Prevent. Unless they lose out, Chicago likely won't land a top 5 pick. So should the Bears be a team that considers trading for Sam Darnold? See where I was going there? See how I was setting this up from way back?
Yeah, I like that. I didn't even see that one coming. I think they definitely could if they want to be willing to give up their first-round draft pick. So I think the Jets should be able to hold out for a first-round draft pick, knowing that they need a quarterback, a young quarterback that I think that everybody...
I still don't think you're getting a first for Sam. But if you're the Bears and you have no quarterback at all, right? You Foles is not your future.
Right.
Trubisky looks like you're pretty much ready to move on.
And
you're going to have a pick probably like, depending on what their record is, but 6 wins puts you at like 9, 10, 11 if you don't make the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
7 wins would put you even higher. So that pick versus getting a quarterback, or not the first round pick, but still, they you'd think you're not getting a great quarterback probably there. Why not? If you're the Bears, think about a Sam trade.
So I got you right. So this is how you do it. This is how you do it. You trade Sam to the Bears, right? But you swap picks. You see what I'm saying? You swap picks.
What?
You get your quarterback.
You're the top pick.
Bro, no, I'm not talking. The Jets got two, bro. So the Jets are going
you
to
keep
the Bears.
You have to make sure that you specify that. Because when you do that, my first thinking is, why the hell would I do that? Right,
so,
the other
so
side.
I'm going to give the Bears Sam Darnold. The Bears are going to have a 9 or 10 pick, right? Right?
Something like that. It'll be, it'll be between 9 and probably 12.
Okay, 9 and 12. We're going to swap first round picks. I'm going to give you 23 or whatever that is going to be from the Jets, and I get to move up 5 spots. So now I can get 2 dominant players. Damn. So now if I'm the Jets, I have 2 first round draft picks in the top.
I
want a second round pick. And I want a second and I want the Bears second round.
Now you're asking for too much.
No, because guess what?
Like you're going to get your an unproven quarterback who I'm going to have to pay.
We need to digest this because when you look at the chart, that's the value or a third round pick. So what you do is you swap and the Bears only going to move back potentially 7 spots and get a franchise quarterback and still have a first round draft pick. So what are we talking about? They're going to have a first round draft pick and they're going to get their quarterback. So you got to give me more than that. I'm not just going to let you move up 5 spots and get a franchise quarterback that you don't have to pay for 2 more years.
Let's get a little extra money in your pocket.
Cheese and sour cream on the taco.
This is Lunch Money.
All right, baby. So our team's going to be like this out of the three. So we've got Houston and Detroit. We got Washington, Dallas. We got Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Those are our games. These are the players we're going to pick for our daily fantasy team for Thanksgiving. Big Ben's our quarterback, Bart. Then we have... I just lost the list. Antonio Gibson. I'm sorry. From Washington. He's going to be our running back along with John Connor from Pittsburgh. We have Terry McLaurin, Chase Claypool, Amari Cooper's our wide receivers, Dalton Schultz, tight end, Will Fuller, our flex. Mm. And who do you think our defense should be?
I would probably go with the Steelers, man.
Steelers is right. Good call by you. That's our team. That's what we're putting together. Anthony, quickly, there was a read earlier that was emailed to me. Is that part of this segment or is that out now? Yeah. See?
Just food for thought.
Before you do that, I just want to say that this portion, this Lunch Money segment is brought to you by Fidelis Care. So go ahead. What were you going to say?
If there's one that we may regret,
it may be
at the quarterback position because right now, Watkins is doing his thing. He went for over 300 yards last week. He's starting.
But remember, we got a budget. So we got to get the best out of our money.
But I would think Watkins would be cheaper than Big Ben because he's on a 10-0 team.
Yeah, but you know what? He doesn't have any of his receivers.
Watson's the most expensive. Damn it.
How'd you know that?
I stand to be
he's missing a couple of receivers, so obviously it's Will Fuller, but he's missing a couple other guys. All right, anyway, so we're going to do our locals last since they play on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Let's pick our Thanksgiving games, Bart.
Gotcha.
So the first game is one that, you know, you look at it and you're like, what the hell? But the Lions always have to play on Thanksgiving. And CBS has them at 12:30. And you mentioned Watson. So Houston at 3-7, Detroit at 4-6. And even though they're the road team, the Texans are favored by 3 here so far. But again, some injuries on that side. I personally believe in the Lions at home on Thanksgiving at a 12:30 start. So I'm going to take the Lions, and I'm going to watch that game with purpose. You?
I am too, man. I'm going to watch that game because, of course, this is hometown. It's the one day where that they win so my dad can enjoy his food. If not, he's going to tip the table and be in the basement drinking Crown Royal like he does. You know what I'm saying?
He gets
pissed off. He gets mad and he ruins the whole day. You know, so I think they're going to come out with a lot of energy. And also, they're going to be playing with the more emotion. And listen, this is interesting because this is the Bill Belichick Bowl because both of his assistants are the head coaches. Patricia's coaching for his job. He's got to try and finish with a better record. I think it's going to be a toss-up, but I'll go with the Lions as well.
All right, quickly, we got some breaking news here in the middle of this.
Again?
Yeah, no, this is...
Can't wait!
Dan Graziano reporting the NFL has announced the Steelers and Ravens has been moved from Thursday to Sunday, 1 o'clock.
That makes sense to give them more time.
So what happens? So there's no Thursday night game now?
Yep, but you still give that game. Are they going to still give that game to NFL Network and to NBC?
Yeah, you, great point. NBC loses
the game. Oh, that's right, because
is it?
I thought maybe on Thanksgiving is
no. Thanksgiving's NBC. That's NBC. Thursday, yeah, but Thanksgiving night is NBC.
What I'm saying is Sunday night game. You know, maybe there's no Sunday night game on Thanksgiving.
There is. There is Sunday night game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there is. Yeah,
doubleheader.
This game is still a time TBD.
Right.
But so I guess they're giving the Ravens some time to get through some of the COVID stuff they're dealing with. But if there's no Thanksgiving night game now,
you want to know why? Because you know how important that game is for the loser, right? This is when COVID is finally kind of breaking in, and it's an unfair advantage. They're saying, listen, we can't put out the people that we need.
How about this?
Life. They can we be move? Playing at 1 o'clock. Put it at 1 o'clock. NBC doesn't have a 1 o'clock game.
Well, how about we move? No, NBC can't, like Fox and CBS can't lose their games. But what I'm thinking is, can CBS move their game to 4:30? And can the Washington Dallas game become now the primetime game, but Fox gets it? Because, I mean, NBC might not want that, but I'm just saying, like, I'd rather have the eyeballs on my game at 8 o'clock than I would at 12:30.
So when I was with CBS, one of the last rules that they made about this whole Thursday night game is, when they were splitting in between two networks, was that if you can bring it to a bigger audience, they'll allow you to flex the game. So I think they'll probably give them the flex game. But if I'm NBC, I would probably want to play that game. Just give it to me on Sunday, because they don't have one game. So they can have the night game.
Go doubleheader.
Right. They have doubleheader for their game. So that'd be okay, because no matter what, if the Ravens and the Steelers are playing, the majority of the country is going to watch that game anyway.
Sunday night game is Bears Packers, so it's also still right. You know, so even though you can't have a West Coast game that you could play late, though.
But you have two of the best rivalries in the game, so you can call it rivalry week for NBC, where you put the Ravens at 1 o'clock and put the Bears Packers at the night game. So you still can have.
Oh, both. You're giving NBC a day game? You mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna give them a day game. You see what I'm saying? You give
them
a day
game. I don't know how that contract works,
but it don't matter. People still gonna watch it. People still gonna watch, because that game is at 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and if it's on the station where everybody can see it, people gonna watch Ravens Steelers. Oh, damn!
We're running out of time on that topic, but no, that's interesting. All right, so let's not pick that game now. We'll take that out. So the other game then becomes Washington Dallas, both 3-7. Dallas at home, Jerry World favored by 3 here. Quickly, what do you got?
I got Washington.
You said you were going to take Washington, right?
I got Washington earlier, because that defense is tremendous, and Zach Martin can only protect one side. Yeah. He's moved to right guard, so they're going to be weak up the middle with the Payne brother, the Allen brothers.
Okay, I'll tell you with the Payne brothers. I'll tell you what, I'm going to. Dallas didn't have practice yesterday. Short week. They got a lot emotionally going on.
Chase Young, Kerrigan.
Yeah, I think I'm with you.
Sweat.
Although this is opportunity for them, man. Like, this is, this is win the division.
But it's not must win.
It's not yet, but this is a game where you set that tone. Take over the division right now. It's hard for me to say Dallas loses this game, but yet Dallas has done nothing to prove to me that they could win a game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I'm going to take Washington. I'm going to do it too. I'm with you. All right, so the locals, man, we have 90 seconds, by the way, so we got to be quick on these.
Okay.
Jets and Miami on the road. Miami's favored by 7, Tua versus maybe Sam. What are you picking here?
I'm going to take the Jets with the points, because I don't think the Jets win, but I think this is going to be a much tighter game. So I think that it's going to come down to the last wire, and I think that we may see what happened last week with Fitzpatrick coming in for Tua.
All right, I'm going to take the Dolphins on this one. I don't trust the Jets at all. Giants, Cincinnati, Tug McNutt, basically the quarterback for the Bengals. Don't even know who he is. Giants are favored by 5.5 on the road at Cincinnati with no Burrow. I'm going to go Giants here. You go.
I'm going to go Giants as well. I think Giants are going to make it very interesting. The fact that we're still interested in the Giants football in November, December is a win for the Judge and a win for the Giants. I think it's going to come down to the last couple of weeks of the season to determine who wins this division, and Giants are going to be right there, but I think they're going to fall just a little short.
All right, that's lunch money for you. It's brought to you by Fidelis Care. Fidelis Care offers quality, affordable health insurance for coverage for children and adults of all ages. Call 1-888-FIDELIS or TTY 711 or visit FidelisCare.org. And this is why I gave out the thank you issues early in the show, because here we are up against the clock, 15 seconds, and then we got to call it a weekend, and we wouldn't have had time to say thank you to everybody. So I'm going to say one more time to the callers, to the listeners, to everybody supporting our show, thank you very much. Have a great Thanksgiving, Bart.
In the words of Cole, happy Turkey Day, fellas.
Don't miss Bart Scott and Alan Hahn. Weekdays at 11 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN.